Barhead. A Barhead man faces several drug and weapons charges following the execution of a search warrant that saw RCMP seize more than 200 grams of meth and a loaded 12-gauge shotgun. Barhead RCMP Sergeant Bob Dodd said police executed the search warrant on the evening of July 10 in the neighborhood of 55th Avenue near 45th Street. "This is someone we've been kicking like an old can for several years," he said, adding the individual has served a lot of jail time in connection with previous offenses. Dodds noted that at the time of his arrest, the accused was already on conditions awaiting trial for a litany of charges in connection with a series of ATM thefts going back to 2019. The operation began at about 8:40 p.m. once the police had secured the area. The RCMP issued a BARC, Barhead and Area Regional Crime Coalition, alert roughly 20 minutes later, stating that a police operation was taking place in the area and that was no threat to the public. As part of the search, Dodd said police seized 5 weapons, including a loaded 12-gauge shotgun, 3 long guns and a Glock handgun. He also noted that they found and confiscated a 3D printer and assorted replicated parts for a Glock handgun and that one of the long guns they found had a mix of original and 3D replicated parts. Police also seized 210 grams of methamphetamine, 35 grams of cocaine, 14.7 grams of what is suspected to be fentanyl and 18 grams of psilocybin, more commonly known as magic mushrooms, as well as 1,800 cigarettes that were missing the tax label. "It was a good team effort put together entirely of local members, other than a police dog and handler, that executed the search warrant and subsequent search and arrest. I'm proud of our members and the work they did. Repeat offenders who are actively selling drugs and guns present a real danger to the community," he said, noting the accused surrendered without incident. "We are pleased to have these dangerous items from those that can do harm." Dodds noted that although all the drugs police confiscated are dangerous and he is glad that they are all out of circulation, he is especially pleased that they were able to ensure the fentanyl did not hit the streets. "Fentanyl is an extremely potent opioid pain reliever. Medically, it is most often used in a hospital setting for the treatment of severe pain. In non-medical situations, you will experience a quick rush of well-being or euphoria when fentanyl is injected, smoked, snorted, or ingested in high doses. Euphoria is followed by a period of calm lasting 1 to 2 hours. It is also potentially deadly. The quantity we seized is potentially deadly to dozens and dozens of people," he said. Dodds noted the successful execution of the search warrant was the result of several weeks, if not months, of investigation. "We identified this person months ago as being active in the drug trade. Then it is a matter of talking to people, keeping a watch of what is going on," he said, adding the investigation started to take shape in early July. Lauren Kyle Jack Harris, 35, has been charged with possession for the trafficking in a controlled substance, 2 counts of weapons trafficking, along with 9 other weapons offenses, possession of a controlled substance, 4 counts of failing to comply with release conditions and 1 charge possessing stolen property. He will remain in custody until his first court date July 20. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.